We are at the Mishnah on Chav Beis Amud Aleph. That's where we're going to start. I don't know exactly where we finished Chazar last time. Mishi asked me, Achim, Mikol Malkum, thank you. I think we might have been later. I think we might have been Chav Beis Amud Beis. Did anybody on the phone remember?
We started on Chav Gimel Amud Beis, the Mishnah.
Chav Gimel Amud Beis? That was this week, but before Rosh Hashanah?
Oh, before Rosh Hashanah?
Chav Beis Amud Beis, Mishi Yeshua Ben.
Okay, fine. So, Chav Beis Amud Beis, Mishi Yeshua Ben. Mishi Yeshua Ben, Mikol Malkum Paiser. Any son, Patish, and Bibo. Fact, the Gemara, Mikol Malkum Lasuya Mai. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Lasuya Mamzer. Even if the son is a Mamzer, my time up. So, I'm a crow, Ben Einloi, Ayin Aleph. Einloi could have been spelt without a Yud, and it's spelt with a Yud. So, tell me, check it out. Check out to make sure that he has no son at all, even a Mamzer. The Chayiv HaMalkasai says that a son who hits his father, even if the son is a Mamzer, is Chayiv. In fact, the Gemara Mai Kari Nibkan Benasi Bamcha Loisar, Boisim Mai Samcha. Why don't we say it says Benasi Bamcha Loisar, only if he behaves? And this person obviously gave birth to a Mamzer. So why should he be Mechavid his father? His father is not a Boisim Mai Samcha. That the Gemara Kadamra Pilkas Mishmeder Abba Boisim Tshuva, how can that be Boisim Tshuva? But Shasa Tshuva, just like Rapunchas Rebbein Rapapa answered elsewhere, Vaisa Tshuva. So over here also he did Tshuva. In fact, the Gemara Vayibar Tshuva, but not Tshuva Benasi. I may say, Mubis La Yuchaluskoy, who's somebody crooked that can't fix it? Is Abala Erev Vayilu Bin Ben Mamzer? So we see once there's a Mamzer, it's irreparable. That the Gemara has to be Vaisa Maisa Amchulu. Person can do Tshuva on everything. Yes, there's a Mamzer. Yes, it's going to be harder to do Tshuva, but anybody that does Tshuva is an Vaisa Maisa Amchulu. Somebody who lives with his sister, who's also his father's wife's daughter, he's over two chayv increases. Now the naftamina would be, he would have to bring two katas. That's what the Tanakhama says. He's only chayv for achayzai. He's not chayv for bas eshes
sachav. We're talking about a half sister.
We're talking about, makes no difference. At this point, it's saying that if a person marries his sister who shares the, both, no, a complete sister, Bas H, no, it can be a half-sister. It's his father's wife's daughter. It's his father's daughter, and it's his father's wife's daughter. It doesn't have to be his mother's daughter. Makes no difference. It could be a whole sister, it could be a half-sister.
I mean, they're different mothers.
It could be not. It doesn't differentiate.
I'm talking about the Kiddush is even a
I guess. I mean, the Kiddush is that you get two. That's the Kiddush. My Tamayi, Rabbanam, Ami Mikhdiksib, Ames Achayse, Baski, Micha, Basi Mecha, says a Pasik, a sister who's a half-sister, Ames Bas Eisha, Savicha, Malev, Savicha, Achayse, Chilamali. So why does there have to be an extra Chayvi Krisis for somebody who is Bas Eisha, Savicha? It's Achayse. The Chayvi, Mishim, Achayse, Mishim, Bas Eisha, Savicha. Obviously, try to tell me the Yachayi for both. I am a Chav Beis, I'm a Beis. About 20 lines in the bottom.
Rabbi Yaitz. Is there a, if you hold it two, even if the base is having two creases, is that like...
I have no idea what happens upstairs.
Is that worse?
I assume so. But it's no practical down here. Practical down here is only Bishayik. How many chatos he has to bring?
But I thought Kares was a... even in this world.
Again, it's not something we control.
Well, he wrote this over there, Tosfos over there, wrote huge Tosfos, talks about what age it is.
Again, it's up to the Rabbeinu Shlalom. In fact, the Gemara by Rabbi Yaitzi, Rabbi Yehuda, why does he argue? I'm a Krah, Chais Chahi, Shema Chais HaTemechaybi, HaTemechaybi, Mishem Pasteishu Sabbath. Chayitzchahi says you're only chayit for achayitzchah, not for bas eishes avim. Even though this achayitzchahi is written in the pasuk of bas eishes avim, but it says achayitzchahi. You're not chayit for bas eishes avim, you're only chayit for achayitzchah. In fact, the Gemara Rabbanan and I achayitzchahi by Abdullay. What do they do with achayitzchahi? Miboylu l'chayit achayitzchah bas avim v'bas imoy. The pasuk of achayitzchahi only talks about half-sisters. How do I know that one is chayit for a whole sister? Now, we don't learn out Yisurim Lavin from a Kabbalimer. So therefore the Pasuk wrote Achayitzchahi to tell me even a complete sister. Loimar, this is the source. Shema Tirim and Adin. Rabbi Yitzchak of Yehuda's response and came to Rechman Achaitzcha, because just said Achaitzcha. He humbly, this is Achaitzcha, to Mechaivim, to Mechaivim, Shabbat Eishas Sobev. He used to tell me that only Achaitzcha, not Besish Sobev. Rabban, can I just finish the next few lines? Rabban, and I'm going to say Achaitzcha, if it was a mix of he. Because if it wouldn't say he, I would say that the Torah just happened to write a whole system. Not because the Torah had to. Maybe you could talk and learn how to call the Chaymer for a whole system. But here the Torah happened to write it. Because the Chaymer HaKhoi Shkut HaKhoi Shkut HaKhoi Shkut HaKhoi Sorry, Tzoloi Taimer Ma'alma Ma'atiri Menadin. Normally we could learn that from the Kavu Chaymer. But Chaymer HaKhoi Shkut 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 HaKhoi Shkut. Now, you could learn two ways. You could learn the Torah had to tell me a complete system, because if not, I wouldn't figure it out, right? Because ain matirim min adin. Or you could learn that the Torah wrote it here anyway, even though it wasn't necessary. Comes along he and reinforces it. No, the Torah had to write it here, because if not, we would never figure it out. Yes, what's your question?
So the question is, why then Rashi bring down even Chayvul Achoso bin Ha'osin also? What?
Yeah, that's Gemara in a few lines. Yeah.
What?
The Gemara is going to say that in a few lines.
In a few lines?
In a few lines from now, the Gemara is going to say that. I'm trying to...
What you're saying right now has nothing to do with Omsen.
It doesn't say either way. It's just Achaitzcha.
Meaning that all I know now is a full system.
Who says that? Where did you get that from?
That's a simple pshat.
No, it's not. The Torah says, "Aris Achaitzah Bas Aviv, I Bas Imai." The Torah clearly says, "Have sisters."
One or the other.
One or the other.
That's the. Is that which
pasuk
is that?
That's Aris Achaitzah Bas Aviv, I Bas Imecha. There's two psukim. One is Aris Achaitzah Bas Aviv, I Bas Imecha, and one is Aris Bas Eishes Avicha.
What about Bas Eishes Avicha?
Again, that's only if it's married. That's not Ba'intzim. Eisha Savicha, Pasuk says it clearly. That is only for a married, from a daughter of marriage. No Einstein in that Pasuk.
Right, that was telling me that even a full sister.
Even a full sister, correct. But no, even a full sister and the other one. See, in the Pasuk about Eisha Savicha, it also mentions Achoyzcha Hi, which goes back on the Pasuk of Achoyzcha. And it's saying that even a full sister gets Karis. Correct.
Good.
What's your problem?
All I know is Isha.
No, you don't. Because Achaitzcha, he is going back in the Pasuk of Achaitzcha. Let me stop. Bas Eisha Savicha would mean a half and a whole sister.
Bas Eisha Savicha by itself?
By itself. If the Torah would only write, Avram, can you listen to me for a second? If the Torah would only say, Erbes Bas Eisha Savicha, it would not differentiate a half sister or a whole sister. Hold on. It would not differentiate.
Right.
Okay. Nothing to do with a step. Bas Eishes Avicha. It's your father's wife's daughter.
What is it? You need
Meletus. Meletus Bais and Meletus Chutz has to do from him. We learn how Meletus Bais and Meletus Chutz means something else. The father gave birth to a daughter from his wife.
Where does it say that it's he father?
Because you're right, it didn't. But there's another pasuk of Eretz Yisho Bita Leisagale. You can marry your stepsister because there's no issue of marrying your stepsister. So that's not what the pasuk means. The pasuk means from your father. Fine, whatever it is, it's in that pasuk. I don't care which word you want to use. It's in that pasuk. But if it would only say Bas Eishes Avicha, it would mean a half or a whole sister. I don't need Mazhirim and Adin, I don't need anything.
Right.
Okay. Then the Torah has another pasuk that says Achoyzcha. Where there the Torah specifies half-sisters. Bas Eishes Avicha, the Torah doesn't say half-sisters. The Torah says it makes no difference.
Right.
Here, by Achoyzcha, it specifies half-sisters. So we need a pasuk to tell me a complete sister. Okay. Practicing my Rabbi Yitzchak by Yehuda, Bas Eishes Avicha, my Abedle. So according to Rabbi Yitzchak by Yehuda, What do I need? I'm sorry, I skipped. If it's only coming to tell me a whole sister, why is it in the pasuk about the Eishes Avicha? It should be in the pasuk of Achaitzcha, because that's what it's teaching you about. But it means to tell me that only Achaitzcha, not Bas Eishes Avicha. What does he do with the pasuk about Eishes Avicha? He learns out it has to be a sister from a woman that your father can marry, can have a valid marriage in, which is a shivcha, to exclude a shivcha and a benes kachavim. Maybe it means it has to be through a marriage, not out of wedlock. Do not marry your granddaughter. The inference is that if it's your wife's granddaughter, it's okay. Then there's a pasuk that says your wife's granddaughter. So why did the Torah have to ask your granddaughter? Isn't your wife's granddaughter your granddaughter? Okay, it's a kambayinsin kambayinsin. One pasuk is to say a person's own granddaughter through einsin. And the other pasuk is to ask his wife's granddaughter, period, whether it's from him or from somebody else. So therefore, just like by daughters, Einzin is considered a relation. So by sisters, Einzin is considered a relation also.
You have a
possible
about
Anusa? What was that? That was Machlokes Tanoim, whether a person can marry Anusa's others. It has nothing to do with his sister or anything else. Can a person to marry... Maybe the Torah is saying somebody you can have a legal marriage with, not a valid marriage. She can be Eishes Aviv. Might be illegal, but it's valid. How do I know that Chayv Elavin is Tavs to Kedushin? One is loved and one is hated. Should a person whose own emotion affect the halacha b'chor? Is there such a havamina? Ahuba means the Rabbanu Shlom loves the marriage, and snua means he hates the marriage. From Rachmana Kisiyana, the Torah says it works. Is a raya, the Kedushin is types of Mechayv Elavim. Practically, Mechayv Ekrisis. But Mechayv Ekrisis, the marriage is not valid. So maybe if a sister is born from Mechayv Ekrisis, it should not be considered a sister. The Torah said, Eishes Avicha, a woman that your father can have a valid marriage with. Inside or outside? What does that mean? Whether it's something that the Torah said it's good marriage, or whether the Torah says it's an out marriage, it doesn't work. And still the Torah says it's a sister. So we have two contradictory psukim. One pasuk seems to say that from a woman that you can't have a valid marriage, it's still your sister. And the other pasuk seems to say that from a woman you can't have a valid marriage, not considered your sister. So we decided that the pasuk that says an invalid marriage is still your sister, a product of an invalid marriage is still your sister, is talking about a chayv ekrisis. And the pasuk that says that the product of an invalid marriage is not your sister is talking about a shivcha nevenes kachav. In fact, how do you know? Maybe we're including a product of a shivcha and a benes kachavim. So the Gemara says we have the other product. The one your father can have a valid marriage. How did you know which to decide? So the Gemara Bistabra, Chayv Ekrisis Havilei L'Rabbis, it makes sense to include Chayv Ekrisis. Why? She can't trust him and Kedush in the Alma. At least she's capable of marriage. She might not be a valid marriage to this person, but she has the possibility of marriage. Frank the Gemara. Other Rabbi Shimcha Vivenetz Kukhav Mavalei Lerbuye, the Megaira Lidi Dainami Tavs to Ben Kedush. She has the ability to marry him if she goes through Geiris or Shikhur by a Shimcha. Frank the Gemara, Lachim Megaira Gufakrini, it's a different person. She doesn't have any possibility of marriage. And therefore, of the two, it makes sense to say that from Achayv Ekrisis it is a sister, and from Shivcha Rebbe, again, because we have two contradictory psukim, that's why we have to draw a line. And the logical line is to say from a shivcha bevedes kechavim, it's not related. And from a chayv krisus, it is related. At the bottom line, that a sister from a chayv krisus is considered a sister. Whether he's a ladder keeper or whether it's an invalid marriage, that's what it means. No. It's saying whether it's not a chayv krisus, whether it is a chayv krisus. That's what the Torah means.
Could it be
Chayv
Lavin also?
Chayv Lavin has pieces kedushin. She is Aishas Avicha.
But I thought Rebbe said that if it's Chayv Lavin, it's tough to get rid of her.
True, but it's not the Torah Chutz doesn't mean you have to get rid of her. The Torah Chutz means she's not married to you. Haitse means she's not married to you. That's how the Gemara dashes it. Not that she's married and you have to get rid of her, but that you're not even married to her. Don't think about it. Rabbanu lebut eshivcha v'vedes kov menaluhu. Nabkalum yishu v'yodeh atiyo ladinam. Says the Pharisee in the Pasuk. Evidently, he married the shivcha kananis. The children stay by the master. Rabbi Yaisu v'yodeh. Chad b'shivcha v'chad b'vedes kov mutshvich. I need two psukim. Yik, yesh min eshivcha m'shinei l'chaya. There's no genetic relationship. That's the right word. Ava v'vedes kov nis l'chayas. We are miyachas kids by their parents. Aim aloy. The Ashmin of Eskom is from the Shaykh of the Mitzvahs at all. I'm a Shivka, the Shaykh of the Mitzvahs, I'm a Loim. Tzvicha, that's why I need both. Rabbanon. Ashmin of Shivka, of Eskom, and Olu. So they have a passing only for Shivka. So how do they know of Eskom? Begit time in Eluf, from Shivka. How do Mitzvah Tzvicha? We just said you can't learn out from Shivka because Shivka has no chayas, has no relationship with parents or children, whereas Gleim do. I'm Rabbi Yechim, Shivka, Shivka, I'm a Kwelki, Yosef, has been from Achrai. So don't let your daughter marry a guy. Because your geisha son-in-law will remove your grandchildren. So we learn out, doesn't say don't let your son marry a geya, because she will remove, it says it only the other way. Tami, bincham Yisrael is kari bincham, vein bincham b'omen event kum kari bincham l'binam. You don't have to worry about your daughter-in-law removing him because she's not Jewish. Am rabinish ma'aminah bin bincham b'omen event kum kari bincham. Meaning, a grandson, granddaughter who comes from a guy is still is considered Kosher. Is he saying that the kid can marry a kayan? The one knows he's a mamzer will have a kosher amilahav. You saw a pasul mikri. Not a mamzer can marry a Jewish person, but can't marry a kayan. Fasting my high b'shiva umas k'siv. That's only a pasul by shiva umas. How do you know by other guys? The gemara kiyatsil the rabbis kamasirim. The reason applies to all guys. Therefore, since the Torah wrote the reason, it's including all the guys. Now the Gemara Nichol Reb Shimon the Darish time of the Kwal. According to Reb Shimon, who would have figured out the reason on his own, because Reb Shimon Shita is, he always figure out the reason. So therefore, it makes sense to say that Kiyotzer is coming to include everybody else. Elul the Rabbanim and Elul, they own Darish in time of the Kwal, and therefore the Torah wrote the reason here. Maybe the Torah only means Shiva Umay. That's what the Torah is talking about. You're right. The Tanu who doesn't darsh in time of the Kra will have to learn like Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda. The Bas Eishes Avicha is where we learn out that a guy's daughter is not a Goya's daughter is not a Jew. And Ukhanami, the Tanu who argues in Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda and says the Bas Eishes Avicha is a second law, a second creases, is Rabbi Yitzchak Shimon who darsh in time of the Kra. Come to Mishnah Vayit. Somebody married one of two sisters and he doesn't know which one he married. The Gemara can explain that it could be one of two cases. Either they both made somebody a messenger to accept Kedushin and he said, I'm a Kaddish one of you. That's if you learn that a Kedushin that cannot be consummated is a valid Kedushin. If not, you can learn he knew who he married and they both forgot. Everybody forgot. Now he said, get Luzu, he has to divorce both of them. What if he dies? He has one brother. The brother has to give chalit to the both because each one is a suffering yibam alushuk. He had two brothers. Echad chalit, echad miyabim. Because you can't do yibum first because there might be a chaisuk or kasai. So therefore, let one do yibum. Let one do chalit first. That removes the zika in case that was the yibama. And then the other brother can marry the sister. It's not related to him. It's not a yibama. Kadmu v'kantzu, one of them both married. So one of them did a sin, a possible sin. The first one might have married the wrong one, Chayzik Gassai. But now the Zika is off because the second one married the other one. Ematim Yadam, we don't make them get divorced. Shnaim Shikitu Shtayachoyas, two people were Mekadosh, two sisters. Two unrelated people, Ruvein and Gershon. Zaini Days, the Kiddush, the Zaini Days, the Kiddush. Neither one knows who they married. One married Rachel, one married Leah, we don't know who. Then Isaac Shnegitim, then Isaac Shnegitim. They both give two gittin. Mesu Lazach, Lazach. They died and they both have brothers. Because he's got to remove the Zika of both of them, because if not, it's a question of Yavama Lashuk, which is biblical. Once Reuven's brothers took care of the Zika to Reuven, so now Gershon's brothers can look at this as one of them is the Yavama and one of them is a stranger. In order to avoid because again, even though the first one did a possible iser, he might have married the wrong one, but by the time the second one married, he removed the Zika. Zashnaim and Zashnaim both have two brothers. So Achav Shazel Chaylitz Liachatz, Shimon gives Chalitza to Rochu. The Achav Shazel Chaylitz Liachatz, and Kahas, who's the brother of Gershon, gives Chalitza to Leah. So now, in case Rochu was the Yavama of Reuben, it's taken care of, and in case Leah was the Yavama of Gershon, it's taken care of, then Achav Shazel, so then Levi can marry Leah. Manoshech. Was she Gershon's wife? Was taken care of. Was she Reuben's wife? It's a mitzvah yibum. And Merari can marry Rachel. Was she Reuben's wife? Shimon took care of it. Was she Gershon's wife? So he's doing yibum. What if Reuben's brothers gave chalitza to both of them? So Reuben's out of the picture. And now you have two sisters. One of them is married to Reuven, to Gershom, and one of them is Akhoyz and Gagasa. So, first one should give Chalitza, the other one should be Miyabim. But since Reuven's brothers gave Chalitza, Yavama Lashuk is no longer an issue. Since Yavama Lashuk is no longer an issue, it's just a question of Akhoyz and Gagasa. But the Zika was taken off, so there's no problem.
Is that extra?
Why we need the cases? The Gemara is going to say why we need every case. So the Gemara Shemami now Kedushin Shem Esurim Libya have Kedushin. Now the Gemara Chamai Skinik Shehukur Lubisayif Nitzarvim. We knew, and then they got mixed up. Now Kedushin couldn't have any day, he doesn't know, but they couldn't have any do what they never knew. Shemami now. That's the Gemara Michael Nashmo, what's the Kedushin of Mishnah? Why couldn't I figure all this out myself? Now the Gemara Seifa Yitzchukul, Meizu Ayoyachachad, he died and he had a brother. Chaylet Shishtayim. Chaylet Shnayim Echad Chaylet Echad Miyabin. The Kiddush is, Davke Mechlitzu Ad Yivumi. Chalitza has to go first. Ab Yivumi Bereshav Loi, the Gepogam Bachay Zukukasai, because he's hitting, possibly, the sister of Zukuk. Shnayim Tzikitzu Shteyachis, and the Gemara goes through it again. Shmami Na Kiddush Hashem Esurim Lubi, I have Kiddush. Because if not, how could it be? So the Gemara Chanami, Kishu Kru Lubi Sayf Nitzarvu, we knew when then they got mixed up. Da Kanami, the Kanib Ein Yedeya, the Kanib Ein Yedua, Shmami Na. Had to give my Michael Mashmo, what's the Kiddush? Reuven's brother is chaylus to both. Hashnayim, Gershon's brothers, and chaylus echad miyabim. From Chita, Hainu Reish, it's the same thing. Nothing about Mount Etam leads to trail to chad. Maybe we shouldn't let the two do yibum. One of them do yibum because the one brother, the other one couldn't. Mashmalon that we're not, but Medavkin liquid to Adiyumi. Again, Reuven's brother has to give chalitza to both before Gershon's brothers can get involved. If one of them does Yibum, Lord, the Kapaka by Yavama Lashuk. It's a possible Yavama Lashuk, it's a subject to Raisa. Right? One of these women were married to Reuven, and therefore Reuven's brother has to free her. If not, it's Yavama Lashuk. This was your question. Because we're letting each brother do Yibum, they might do it without Chalitza. The Mashmoam, we don't make that zero. Frank the Gemara. Why over here do we let them stay married if they did it when it was Achleis Kuka? You have four brothers, and two Reuven and Shimon are married to two sisters. We only let Chalitza and not Yibum. Meaning, we don't allow one brother to do Chalitza and the other brother to do Yibum. Why not? says the Gemara Chash. There they're both Yavamas. So Asa Milamad Hami Yaziki Yaziki Milamad Abba Asa Levata Mitzis Yavamah Asa Levata Mitzis Yavamah. Over there, we can't let the first one, right, we can't let the first one do Yibum. We can't let any of the two do Yibum right away. Because either it's Achai Tzuka Katsai, they're both Tzakuk. So either he's marrying a sister of the Tzakuk also, and he's not allowed to do Yibum. Right? Both sisters are Tzakuk to Levi, both sisters are Tzakuk to Yehuda. But each one of them is an Achai Tzuka Katsai. Or each one of them is Asur rabbinically because we're afraid that the other brother will die. So once you can't do Yibum at the time of death, you're not allowed to do Yibum at the time of death. Therefore, the Yibum can never come back. So even if Levi went ahead and did Yibum, we can't let Yehuda do Yibum. And Levi, we can't let him stay married. He's not allowed to stay married to her because once there was no mitzvah Yibum at the time of death, no more mitzvah Yibum ever. Whereas in this case, the one he's marrying might have been Achai Tzuka Katsai, but it wouldn't. Then it's not his Yavama. So he's not marrying a Yavama that he wasn't allowed to do Yibum with. He's marrying a stranger. Here, they're both his Yavamas, and he's not allowed to do Yibum to any of them till the other one is taken care of. And therefore, he's not allowed to do Yibum. Since he's not allowed to do Yibum, there's never a mitzvah of Yibum anymore.
That's
No, the difference in the Kuda is that whenever you can't do Yibum at the time of death because of an Isser, you're never allowed to do Yibum later, even if the Isser goes off.
But even Kalita doesn't help you? Doing Kalita
one? Yeah, but you weren't allowed to do Yibum at the time of death. Kalita is something later that will make her permissible.
In this case,
the worst case was Achai Tzuka Katsai. Wasn't his Yavama. It's not his brother's wife. If it's not the marriage, then it's not any, it's a strange lady. Achai Tzuka Katsai is a side Isser. There it's an Isser because she's the Yavama, she's Eish Yisach. And Eish Yisach, you can't do Yibum to. No, but you have to say if Ein Zika, why can't you do Yibum?
No, it doesn't say the word Ein Zika.
It's saying either because he has Zika, or if you don't hold he has Zika, then it's the other Isser.
But I wanted to say that even the other one, the younger one, holds some kind of Zika. The only difference is Zika, like.
Yeah, but yes, Zika means that Zika has its Surah properties. Everybody holds she's bound. The Torah says she's bound. Yeah, no, but it's called Ein Zika. That's the Gemara right. Chalma v'kanzu ein metziyah miyadam. Tanu eshtrilo afilu shneim kehanim. My time. Chalutin rabbonami. One of them might be a chalutin, but it's only rabbinic. Besabit chalutin legazu v'rabbonami. And we spoke out, that's because chalutin is a freestanding Isser. It's not a gzera. In fact, the Gemara v'chalutin rabbonami, but I'm going to learn grush chalutin minayin, tam v'lem v'zi isha. It's only rabbinic, and the pasuk is only a hint. Talk to Mishnah Vayta Mitzvah Begadol Yabim. The oldest brother has a mitzvah to be Yabim. Then Katan Mazdim Katan Katan Makatan Zalcha. Tana Rabban. V'hoya Abchor Mikan Shemitzvah Begadol Yabim. It's a mitzvah for a gadol to do Yibum. Asher Teled Prat Lailanis. We're taking this pasuk away from Pashup Shat. Asher Teled says that the woman has to be capable of giving birth physically, meaning she can be 90. But she has all the body parts. Shen Yaleda, she can't give birth. Yalkim Hashem Achiv. Lenachla, that means he inherits. Matayim Lenachla, maybe means we name the kid for his father, for his uncle, the deceased brother. Yaisim Karnaisi, Yaisim Yaisim Karnaisi Yaisim. And Mekan Yalkim Hashem Achiv, and Emel Halon Hashem Achim. Yikaru Benachlasim, it says the word shame. This is the hand of Dami Sinai. We don't make this up ourselves. Ma Hashem Amr Lahal Nachla, Hashem Amr Kan Lachla. Vaymachas Shemai. That was Sarif Shishmai Machoy. It excludes the Sarif, meaning if the deceased brother was born incapable of having children, there's no mitzvah of Yibum. Amar Rav Abakat of Chalter Kulei Mikri Yachim De Chutai, Halcha Asarik Zereshavim, Afitim Pashtil Agamri. It takes away Pashim Shat, meaning there is no mitzvah to name the kid for his father, for the deceased brother. Some Machoyim hold it's an Inyan, some hold it's not an Inyan, but that's not the point. The pasuk has nothing to do with the child born. It has to do with who the Yavam and the Yavama are. Everybody's having Marksim and Taiva, a good Gebenshar. 6 o'clock.